Rabbi Shlomo Weisbot end the day of Tehuah Monday night.
You know, it's a halacha of a shoyel. Someone borrows an item. Let's say, for example, I borrow your lawnmower. And while I'm using your lawnmower, I'm using it for my garage, doing nothing wrong. The maisa, the lawnmower breaks. That's called Mesa Machmas Malacha. That's called, if it defects while I'm using it, then there's no problem, and I'm pot, I'm exempt. So I was looking up a shayla this morning. What happens? I can't seem to find it. If someone's driving, let's say someone lends me his car. I drive the car to London, and I get a flat tire, I get a nail in the tire. Is that also called Mesa Machmas Malacha? That's what I was looking up. Anyway, point this morning, I saw a pot, I must tell you, I can't believe it. So I saw this shayla twice this morning. Very interesting, what's relevant to us? You're right, what's the tires got to do with us? A good question. If anyone finds the answer to this question, let me know. You're taking on, you think you're a chayav to pay?
Of course.
Why? Why is it not wear and tear?
If I left the car in my drive,
I won't find
a hole in the tire.
What's going to
lay on the tire?
If you left your car in your... If you left your car in your house, the mice wouldn't have got the camber wouldn't have gone. What was it if you left it in the house? You lent it to me, so that's what you lent it to me for.
No, the camber was going to go anyway in 2 hours.
Oh, that's the thing, that's why I'm not sure, yeah. Anyway, but
I can't
believe
it. Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. I'm not negligent, I'm driving down the motorway. I didn't see a nail on the motorway. Well, you'll be a good rabbi, you know that, you're a good rabbi. Anyway, so what happened was this, twice I saw this shayla today this morning, I was looking on my rounds, very interesting shayla. First shayla was, it's the same idea, shayla number one was, the person had operation on Friday, quite late on Friday, and he was knocked out for the whole of Shabbos, in hospital. He wakes up on Shabbos afternoon, half an hour before Nacht, and he hears the guy next to him, someone's making a dollar for him. Just after plug a minute, you're allowed to make half dollar. He said, I'm out of chaparai. He said, I'm going to listen to half dollar. He listens to half dollar. And he says, very nice, beautiful. He says, I feel quite good. He gets up. He says, I can't believe it. I forgot to make Kiddush. Can he make Kiddush afterwards? What? What? Shayla one. The second shayla was very similar. Operation Cast Lead with the Israeli soldiers. Never, I don't know when it was, how many years ago. Same story happened. A soldier was he was knocked out after the thing. He was asleep the whole of Shabbos afternoon. And he wakes up also half an hour, gets a quick call. Everyone get up, out, get up, up, Shabbos up, Lamaisa. And he says to him, you know what, it's end of Shabbos. He says, you know what, the best thing to do is make up dollars. He says, plug it forward. It's before Nacht, but it's still, let's make up dollar. He makes up dollar. And he waits for the next call. The guy, the violin, the general's gone to sleep. I don't know what's happened to him. Well, Hashem, it seems like everything's calmed down. He's there for another 2 hours. He says, you know what, I might as well make Kiddush. It looks like I've got a long time here. After I've got the same shayla. Can you make Kiddush after Abdullah? What? Not your shayla. What was your shayla?
You're
from him. Oh, 1 minute, sir. I'm finished. I just told you the shayla, yeah. That was the shayla today, yeah. He's doing Abdullah on Shabbos. So one says what Simcha says, not with the Bible of government. When you say, I can't believe the Lashon Abdullah, but you're Mechalim to Shabbos Lechoyle, because it's a Kiddush Lechoyle, yeah? Maybe that itself is a Kiddush. Maybe Yosef be Mechad Ben Kodesh Lechoyle. Yeah, so he's not happy with that. Obviously, he didn't like that. At the end of the day, the Maestri, both Paschalites, it's very interesting, both Paschalites, the Alderes and the Shlomo's Dom, the Mincha Shlomo, they both Paschal, you can't do it. It's a Tal to the Sastra. It's a contradiction to do this.
The Maestri. Friday night,
are you
Kiddush? You have to
say
the whole thing.
Kiddush. Yeah, Kiddush is not the main part of Kiddush. What? So he gets interesting shayla. The Maestri on that Chelet there, you're not Yotze. He says you're not Yotze. I must say that he does quote in the next time, the next thing I was looking at, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. He says, the problem is, that's what Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo. There's a Tal to the Sastra you can't do. He writes in Shemir Shabbos El Chosu. I didn't look out there. He writes there. That you should do Kiddush.
So
interesting, I don't know. Very interesting. Sorry, Moshi?
If the person has Kiddush Friday
night,
and he's saying,
Bonatosh, if the man mentions
his wife, and I should say,
well,
you're saying, well, then,
sure. Oh, it's a good question, Moshi. You can say it twice. Okay, everybody. A quick summary of what we did yesterday. very quick because we're running a bit late here. What we spoke about yesterday, let's just see what we spoke about yesterday. Oh, yeah, we spoke about Danny Marim in the middle of a Shalashudas. Someone's in the middle of Shalashudas. He wants to extend his Shalashudas. He's quite happy. He likes Shabbos. He's nice and relaxed. He wants to carry on his Shalashudas right through until 2 o'clock in the morning. I say, Nacht is 10 o'clock at night. He's happy to go until 2 o'clock in the morning. So we said a few cases yesterday. So case number one was, if he davens Mariv in the middle of his Shalashudas, that means there's a Mariv next door in the shul, and he knows if he doesn't get that Mariv there, he'll go until 2 o'clock in the morning. He's not going to get him in the Mariv at 2 o'clock in the morning. So he davens Mariv. That case is clear, finished. You can't see what it's saying anymore in benching. That's number one. Case number two, a person davens Mariv. I mean, that's going on. He davens Mariv. Sorry. Case number two is he hears Chabdolah from someone else. Someone else is making Abdullah. He reckons 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not sure I'm going to make Abdullah. So I'm going to hear Abdullah now. Also, clear, you can't make, you can't say Ritzay. The case of where someone was in the middle of Shalash Shudas, he wants to put a light on. So he said there, it's best to say Baruch HaMagdum HaKadosh L'Choyol. So he said that. There the Mishnah Berurah's got a Sofik. The Mishnah Berurah's not sure if that's as bad as, well, bad, I mean, is that as much as saying Shemona Esra, or it's like doing Abdullah Kleis, and he's sopping. The Eis Apostolim say one should not say Ritzay in that case either. In that case, you should not say Ritzay because it's a sopping. Sheval Tais is better. Don't say Ritzay in such a case.
Can you say both of them in language?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Can I hit the bird essence with the knife?
Yeah, you can hit the moisture. Yeah, you can do as well. You can do that as well. Sort that out. I think that's more or less finished the, what do you call it, the section of Abdullah. Then we said the Maaseh, here's the interesting halacha, and that is, if someone forgot to say HaTekon HaTonu in Shemona Esra, and he got home, he's a bit of a shmuel, this guy, forgot to say HaTekon HaTonu, he got home, he was very, very hungry, or very thirsty, he decides to have a drink. Oh, now he's got a problem, Moshe. Now he's got a problem. He's done two things wrong, he's not said Abdullah in Shemona Esra, and he's eaten before Kiddush, repeat Shemona Esra again. Before Abdullah, before you make Abdullah.
Wow. And then the what if you realize about that punishment only after you made Abdullah? Does he still have to that one again? He ate and made Abdullah.
Yeah, the Chay is still early. I think. No difference. All the same halachas. Then the last one was, if someone's got no wine, he knows he's going to have no wine, and he can't wait because he's very shvach, he can't wait. So I might say he should say Atachon Tonis Manes. Obviously, if he didn't, he should say it in Shema Keleinu. If he missed it out there, he should say it before Yilarot, so he should go back to Atachonim. And if he missed the whole Shema Esra, he finished the whole Shema, then he goes back to the whole thing and starts again.
What is the problem, Steph? What is the problem here? Because he hasn't been
Abdullah, what's the case? They wanted the person to be mubbed a kais before he eats. It's like Kiddush. The person mustn't eat before Kiddush. It's exactly the same thing. They made the same setup as Kiddush. Just like Kiddush, a person not allowed to eat before he's heard Kiddush. Who are doing a person may not eat on Matzah Shabbos before he's heard Abdullah. Now this muksa is very interesting. I mean, it's interesting how it works actually. The drabonans of Hilchos Shabbos are very, very big. I mean, the whole of Hilchos Shabbos is very big, but when it comes to the drabonos of Hilchos Shabbos, they're very, very big. I must tell you something. Someone once told me many years ago, we don't always appreciate Chazal when they made the gezeiros. But this person told me, this was going back about 20 years ago, actually, I can imagine what he'd say now. He said to me, he never appreciated gezeiros Chazal to go back to university. He said to me, I said, what do you mean? He said, you go to university, and this is 20 years ago, so yeah. He said to me, you know, when I was there every night, they go out with a chevro, and a shikr, or whatever that was. He said, he could never ever go. Chazal didn't allow people to drink wine with goyim. Even if it's kosher wine, you're not allowed to sit together with a masibah with goyim. So every night, he never ever went. So Baruch Hashem, that was matzah of him, he said to me, for many, many things. Chazal made a tremendous, interesting gezeira here. If you think about what happens on Shabbos, Hilchos Muksa probably affects us mamish. Lots of things, Muksa means you can't touch, you have to set it aside. You can't touch many, many things. Oh, I should ask you a question. Why did Chazal make this gezeira? What was this gezeira from? So it's interesting what happened. The Gemara says actually in Shabbos, we'll find it, give a little hagdama, at the beginning it says, towards at the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, when the Novi Nehemiah was around, he said they found that that people were very, very lax in Kedusha Shabbos. They were very, very lenient with the halachas of Shabbos. So the Novi, the Chachomim at the time, decided to impose a gezeira, very, very far-reaching gezeira, that you mustn't touch almost any item besides foods, drinks, and cups and saucers. Otherwise, every other item is forbidden to touch. That was to boost them up in the spirit of Shabbos, to realize that Shabbos got Kedusha, And hopefully that would revive them to realize the chashivas of Shabbos. It worked, actually. And Chazal saw this, they saw this. So as things got better, they laxed a bit of the restrictions. Now we're going to go through slowly, better some the different restrictions of the lesson. We're going to start with the first one over here, Akeish Machvesa. I can't tell you one shiva, but you have to come and listen. Akeish Machvesa is a utensil which is normally used for forbidden items. The classic example is a hammer. A hammer is normally used for building work. Not everyone's gifted with using a hammer, but a hammer is meant to be used. That's what it's designed for. It's designed, people buy it for building jobs. In the times of Chazal, people, looks like, they used the hammer for cracking coconuts. It's just interesting. My son asked me a few weeks ago, actually, it's interesting. I mean, right, we've got no coconuts in the house.
Nuts.
Well, you wouldn't crack it, would you?
Pistachio nuts.
I wouldn't take a hammer to crack a pistachio nut. What? I'm saying, I don't know, when was it asked, can anyone tell me the last time you used a hammer to crack a nut? Yeah? With a hammer?
With a hammer?
When was the last time? It's like, I feel like it's school over here. Can anyone tell me to put your hands up? The last time someone cracked a nut with a hammer?
No.
Right, interesting. We used to. How long ago? I'm saying, so it's not very common. I'm saying it's not a very common thing. It's true, not very common. But on my side, I don't think there's a difference. I must tell you the truth. I don't think there's a difference. It's just an example. You can use a hammer to hold the door open. As long as you've got a case of Issa, which is a keli which is used normally for Issa, and you have got a use of it for Heta. I've used it. Okay, it's not unusable. Okay, but you've got.
What's a hammer?
Well, I'm actually used it. Set your toolbox. You've got one around.
I mean, yeah, but you've never used it. Rusty. Why do you use a hammer? Right. Why do you use a hammer?
Ask your wife.
All right.
I've used it
not so long ago. I can't play exactly one. I can't remember, not a few years ago. I've used it recently. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's in the house to use. It's a normal thing in a house to have. So it's normally used for Dovah Osser. If you buy a hammer, you're 100% right. He's 100% right, actually, so we haven't spoken to speak about this. If someone buys a hammer only for cracking nuts, that means he's not buying it for using a building work. That's the case of the Heter. That's not true, and there's no problem at all. He's got no problem. Yeah, for him. If a person goes to the shop and he buys a hammer for cracking nuts, that is his purpose. He's the Bala boss, and he buys a hammer, Moshe, you hear, for cracking nuts, he's not interested in doing any building work at his house. In that case there, it's not a case of Issa. But a general person in his house has got a keli shlach l'issa, a hammer is used for normally dvorim asurim. It's got a hishtamshus as well to use for dvorim atenim. You can use it to crack a coconut, you can use it to hold a door open. That is called a keli shabalachta l'issa.
You have to yachad it before Shabbos?
No. No, you don't have to yachad it. That's automatic. Yes, if someone's got a coconut, the moshel. So just by the way, someone just told me now, you talk about two mishlachs, I said, what bracha do you make on a coconut juice? So I said to him, Shahak, he says, you think this is an eight? I said, eight? I never heard of eight on coconut juice. Anyway, the man says, Shahak, why should you make coconut? So if you do crack a nut with a hammer, think most times you use a hammer to crack a nut, you'll have no juice left. Most times. Not always, unless you're going to have to do it. But most times you crack a coconut with your hammer, you'll end up with no juice. Yeah. I'll come to that. Yeah, hopefully we'll come to that. It's quite right. A case is quite right. Very good, yeah. Case starts with Issa. So again, you've got a hammer, which a person is Kesef Rashi Issa. Whatever, can anyone give me any more examples of Kesef Rashi Issa? What? I wish some examples, Moshe. Give me another example of Kesef Rashi Issa. There's hundreds of them.
Scissors.
Yeah, scissors are normally used for cutting. And what do you want to do? You want to, let's say, use it for ripping a crisp bag, or whatever it is. You want to use it for that. What else is Kesef Rashi Issa?
Screwdriver.
You want? Yeah, keep your door open. What else?
Looking at photographs.
Not you're too quick, Moshe. Too quick. Not photographs yet.
A telephone book.
I tell you what, a telephone book is also, it's a case like this. It's normally used, a telephone book, for Dvorim Asurim. You normally use a phone book. A person buys a telephone book normally to look up phone numbers, which are Dovah Osser on Shabbos. Most people will not buy a phone book for addresses. Outside over here today is, can you use a phone book for addresses? But most people. You say, I'm out. What? But I think, first of all, the main structure of the phone. Right, most phones. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so first, I'm not sure what phone that is, but I'm just telling you. First of all, is it Kiss or Kiss?
First of all, it's got my alarm on. Shall I put my alarm on? I can lift it up and move it away.
Let's go slowly, my friends. We are talking. Everyone's jumping here. A Katie Schlafly is a Katie which is not so valuable and a person doesn't care about so much and it's used for drawing my room. When a person gets to a Katie which is very expensive, a camera or a computer or a nice phone, that's a different story. We have to speak about that. Okay, that's what I'm speaking about. I'm just telling you, that's another thing. A normal phone book, I think most people buy a phone book for the phone numbers. Or you buy it for the addresses?
Yeah, as well.
As well, but what's the main extension of a phone book? What? I think a normal phone book. I think it's called phone book. People. Yeah, it's called a phone book. It's not called an address book. It has addresses in, but most people buy a phone book to look up a phone number. It's true. It's got as well a use of looking up addresses. That's Hakamuta. It's a case of Aplesa. And you want to use it on Shabbos for Tzorech Mutter. I want to go to Shom Zocher. I know he lives in Broom Lane, but I don't know what number it is. So I can open up the phone book, Moshi, look up the phone, look up his address, and use it. That's no problem at all. The phone book is a case of Lisa. That means you can only move a case of Lisa to Tzorech Gufay, which only use all the Tzorech Makoymoy. What does it mean, Tzorech Makoymoy? Tzorech Makoymoy means it's on a chair. You want to sit on that chair. That item disturbs you. You can't sit with that with a phone book on there. With a hammer on a chair, you can't sit down there. So that is allowed to be removed. Just one other point, we're going to do a bit more arichas in this, but another thing is also, a case like this, you can use a hammer for cracking nuts, Moshi, only if you've got no nutcracker available. If you've got a nutcracker available in this room here, and I've got a hammer on the table here as well, I can't take my hammer. A case like this is only mutter, let's say a gufoi, if you've got nothing else to use. That's a big chiddush. What does that mean? That means, I say, that's clear. You've got the same room, which was just clearly right. In the same room, you got a case of the Isser, and you've got a case of the Hetzer, a nutcracker, nothing wrong with that, and you've got a hammer. You should not go for the hammer if you can use your nutcracker. The question is, what happens if the hammer, the nutcracker's upstairs, and the hammer's downstairs? Then I'm not sure about that. That's a bit of a shy. How far is it? What? No, for Tircha, it could be not because you're Matshriach to go and get the Kefat Lehetzer. It could be Chazal allowed a person, if it doesn't involve a Tircha, just definitely not to go next door.
I've got crackers in the kitchen, so there's a Tircha goes in the kitchen, I can use the hammer.
Oh, I'm not sure how far I go. I've got to check this out. This part I must check out how far you have to go. That's claw. If you've got a nutcracker in your neighbour's house, next door to your neighbour, and you've got a hammer here, you're not mechuyav to go to your neighbour. That's clear. How far this goes, like you don't have to do much shriach to get it, is a question. I must say, that's a bit of a dispute.
Can I lend my neighbour the hammer who's got the COVID next door?
What?
Can I lend my hammer to my neighbour who's got the COVID?
Good question, yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Yeah. He needs it. You like to do for him? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Can I use the hammer?
Non-Jew can open it. Yeah, yeah. Who I didn't know, but I forgot to mention, is a needle. What's a needle? Oh, but it's a case like this. A needle is a case like this. It's used normally for sewing. Sewing can't be done on Shabbos. Someone's got something stuck in his tooth. He's got a piece of meat or something. Or he's got a splinter or whatever it is. He wants to get something out. That is a dobber heter. That is a keli shalat le'issa which you can use the tzorech gufoy. You're allowed to use it for permitted use. So a person wants to use a needle in order to take something out of his mouth. Or he wants to take a needle in order to take out a splinter. He may do that. That's a keli shalat le'issa which may use the tzorech gufoy or mekoymo. What is it besides a needle? A toothpick? Screwdriver, all these things are mutter. Well, I must tell you, Rabbi, one doesn't realize this, but an empty pot is a case for chlesa. If someone's got empty pots lying around in his house, that is a case for chlesa. A pot is normally used for cooking, unless it's a storage pot, but normally, generally speaking, a normal pot is bought for the purpose of cooking. That is a case for chlesa. So you can't move it for no reason. You can move it and serve a gufay umakome. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop there.